As we have been reporting, a loss in the KCBS family this weekend, Ron Lyons has lost his battle with cancer in a Medford, Oregon hospital last night. Lyons was the longtime voice of KCBS morning traffic, and by one count, he gave 142,000 traffic reports before retiring in 2004 at the age of 65. KCBS was just one station in Ron's long and impressive resume.
8:34 on the Ron Lyons program on a Monday night, number one for six consecutive.
KCBS News Time, 6:58 is we go back to the Bay Bridge with Ron.
It is really bad. There are two stall trucks.
421 KROY Fun Time, the Ron Lyons program for Monday, September 11, 1961.
KCBS morning sports anchor Steve Bicker joins us now on the newsline to share his memories on his friend and his colleague. And Steve, tough news to get. You worked with him for a long time. How are you remembering Ron?
Well, Margie, very, very fondly, and that's a gross understatement. I feel like Ron has been part of my life almost from the very beginning, because like a lot of kids that grew up in the 60s in the Bay Area, my radio was often tuned into KEWB, Channel 91. And Ron Lyons was a disc jockey back in the golden days of rock and roll in the 1960s. And I used to listen to him with regularity. And then in the 1980s, after living overseas for 3 years, I came back and worked in news at KNBR, and Ron was a disc jockey there. And that's where I got to know Ron personally back in those days, and then we reunited years later at KCBS. So, you know, he was a genius. You know, that the word genius has been used in recent days with regard to the passing of Bill Walsh. And in Bill's line of work, he probably was a genius, and in Ron Lyons' line of work, he was as well. He was a master on the airwaves, but he was also a great guy and a tremendous friend and supporter of me, and so I'll never forget him.
And Ron had a biting sense of humor, but also a bit of a curmudgeon.
Yeah, I heard Stan earlier talk about that. Yeah, Ron liked to bitch about the way things about the way things were going in the radio business, but we all do on occasion. I don't know. I don't remember Ron so much that way. I mean, he was that way. I guess we all are that way sometimes, especially those of us who work weird hours and have to get up at the crack of dawn in the morning or before that. But you know, I just remember his genius in radio, and I think the first time I really experienced that personally was when we worked together at KNBR back in the 80s, and I got a hold of a tape that he and another engineer, Lee Jones, at KNBR, put together, and that concerned the seventh game of the 1962 World Series between the Giants and the Yankees. And all Giants fans remember, at least those of us who were alive in those days, that in 1962, the Giants and the Yankees made it to seven games. The Giants were down a run in the bottom of the ninth inning of Game 7 at Candlestick. They had runners at second and third, two outs, and Willie McCovey hits this ringing line drive headed toward right center field off of Ralph Terry. I was at Candlestick as a fan, 9 years old. I jumped up out of my seat near third base, and I thought the Giants had won the World Series. Alas, the ball wound up in second baseman Bobby Richardson's glove. However, Ron Lyons and Lee Jones brilliantly put together a doctored tape, painstakingly and meticulously using reel-to-reel tape and countless hours of editing. And by the time they finished it, that line drive off McCovey's bat was in fact a base hit to right center field. And using the play-by-play calls of George Kell on the network throughout the entire World Series, they were able to doctor it so that the Giants in fact won that game. And that was just one of the many examples of Ron Lyons' genius in radio.
Oh, that is hilarious. And he did a lot of production here as well.
Yeah, and you know, he loved doing it. I mean, he was the first person that introduced a digital editing to me. And back when he did that, back in the early 90s, I mean, it was a totally foreign concept, and I never imagined that I could ever learn how to do it. He was the only one at the station back in those days that that knew how to do it. And I ended up putting together a half-hour piece that ran on a Sunday morning on KCBS, and it was all about how the Giants nearly wound up in Tampa, Florida, and how the Peter McGowan ownership saved them for San Francisco. And, you know, I had a ton of interview material, and Ron said, let's do this thing. Let's do this thing digitally. It'll be easier to do, and it'll sound better. And Ron spent countless hours putting that together for me, and we ended up winning a couple of awards for it. And, you know, I mean, he was a master. He loved the medium. He loved the intimacy of radio, and it was great to talk to him about his love of radio. And I think anybody who had conversations with Ron about that appreciated the medium even more.
And the way he did traffic was so salt of the earth. I want to share one thing. It actually made Herb Cain's column back in 1989. He was describing gridlock on the East Shore, and he mused, why don't some of these yuppie commuters park and fax themselves home?
Yeah. I mean, he was a master at doing traffic because he got all the information that he had out over the airwaves, but he often did it with his unique sense of humor, and I think listeners love that because it was never at the expense of the information, but maybe even if you were stuck in one of these crazy traffic jams that we all are on occasion, you could still smile and chuckle at Rod's great wit.
Thanks so much for your time. That's KCBS morning sports anchor Steve Bicker sharing some of his memories of Ron Lyons, the legendary KCBS traffic anchor who passed away last night after a battle with cancer.